Yes.
It Hello was. There. All right. So we are here today, our very first podcast. And I am So this is our very first podcast, and I'm here with James Robinson. He's tuning in from China. I'm in San Francisco. James, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name's James. I'm in Hong Kong right now. I'm a student at Texas A&M. And we're here to give you a little quote to start your day.
Yeah, and oftentimes I find that in the morning can really set the tone for for the rest of your day. And that's why I encourage you guys to just give us a shot. And we're going to start the day with a quote, and we're going to give you guys some perspective, a little insight, chat about it, and it'll just start a dialogue that you can maybe continually think about throughout the day.
Definitely.
Okay. So the quote that we have for today is by Robert Frost. I almost said Jack Frost. and it goes, "The afternoon knows what the morning never suspected."
Yeah. Good deal. Yeah. All right. So I guess we should probably do this probably one at a time. So Josiah, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go ahead. And so basically also just as a side note, I want to mention, like, we want to keep these short and sweet for you guys. We're not going to be here to chew your ear off or anything. We're going to be here for 10 minutes tops, just giving you our perspective. But yeah, to start, the afternoon knows what the morning never suspected. And I think that really just comes back to, you know, there are a lot of ambitions and a lot of ways that we think things are going to work out sometimes. And that's okay, you know. And I think in saying that the afternoon knows what the morning never suspected, we're starting to get really into the idea that sometimes things are just not going to go the way that we think they are. And learning right. to be okay with that, you know. Like, for instance, today I was given an opportunity to go talk to a company that I've been so passionate about, and that was unexpected. But by the same token, I think I had to avoid a mugging while in the streets of here in downtown Berkeley. And those are all things that I could have never suspected. And while it's very simple, it's a very simple concept, it to me, it illustrates to be open and to be fluid and to be spontaneous. Yeah, and then we can continue to just bounce off ideas. What do you think, James?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that really stands out to me about this quote, one of the first things that comes to my mind, is how in the morning I can be so rip-roaring ready to go. I can have all these great ideas of what I want to accomplish in that day. I can wake up with a smile. And the day really seems endless in the morning. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. even, just before that afternoon crash hits.
Right.
I feel like I can conquer the world, and it seems like my time is endless. But by the time the afternoon rolls around, I realize that the day isn't endless. And there are things that I thought I would be able to get done that I just can't. And so I think in the morning, the morning never really suspects that the day is finite, you know, because it's not actually there. And, you know, some people talk about how nobody really ever believes that death is real until it's on the doorstep, until they're actually faced with it. And while that's a bit of an extreme example, a bit morbid, but I think the same goes for the timeline of our days. We never really suspect that it's actually going to come to an end and that we won't get to do everything that we had planned or hoped to until the time actually comes where we can't.
Right. Yeah. And I think, like, that's one of kind of the scariest parts about the day. And by that same token, it's also the most engaging part of the day and what can give the day life. And so maybe just some advice, because me and James are both pretty active sometimes in self-development or just finding ways to bring ourselves up in anything. And we want to share that with you guys.
Yeah.
And so maybe, like, So if you find yourself in somewhat of a slump, like James said, and it comes to midday, James, what do you think are some things that you can do? And just to throw out there like an example, like I would say like meditation, right?
Yeah.
Doing something like that midday, because our brains suffer fatigue, you know?
Right. No doubt. I think that one of the most important things is just knowing yourself, and that whenever that sort of physical and mental crash hits, is being able to rest, is being able to do what your body is telling you to do and just take a break from stuff. And I think it's natural and a lot of times necessary to be able to do that, to just take a step back and slow down for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I'm reading a book right now by Daniel Pink called When. Shout out to Daniel Pink. That's actually where I got the quote from this morning. A lot of the book is talking about what you said, is there's this really big high in the morning that you typically see. And then there's this insane crash, and studies repeatedly have gone to show, even for instance, take this example. There was a case where they did a study on judges, right? And the thing is that they said, like, on a consistent basis, more towards the 8, 9 a.m. window, people were much more likely to get a lighter sentence than the people in the middle of the day, so much so that it could be up to 1 to 2 years of extra probation if you got it in the middle of the day. And so that just really speaks to like expectations change, you know, things like that. So go outside, walk outside. These are all things that are recommended, and breaks, getting a step back, can't be more emphasized.
Yeah. And Josiah, I think another thing is that there's two pieces to this quote here. We can take it in the very literal way that he said it, the way that he put it, morning and afternoon. But it's also, I think, it's a good good poetic communication of, we don't know what's coming next, you know? Does the morning not know what the afternoon holds, but we don't know what tomorrow holds or next month holds. And so I think it is a beautifully put way of saying what Robert Frost said, that we just kind of need to go with the flow sometimes, because sometimes life is going to feel like a game of pinball and we're the ball bouncing back and forth all over the place, not knowing what's coming next.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like you said, you know, like there's no shame in pausing, you know what I mean? And getting that step back, because life really is a pinball. Mm. And sometimes we just underestimate and we take it as weak to look back. And I know in times of myself, you know, if I'm struggling with a math issue or there's something I don't understand or things get tough, people usually always think like the correct response is to turn around and just work harder at it, you know, just to increase my work. But sometimes that's the worst thing you can do. You only tie yourself up more. And stating that almost as fact, you know, that the afternoon basically suspects what the morning couldn't. It's almost as like a fact, like of empathy by Frost, of like, I understand. Mm. And so just realize this. And so today, I think James and I want to really encourage you guys, if there's something difficult, just to be open-minded and to take a step back. Yeah.
Right.
Any closing thoughts, James?
No, I think we said it all. This is a good first podcast, getting off on a great foot. To any of y'all who are listening right now, we're thankful and excited to talk a little bit more with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, by the way, we're just going to, James, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is j.triangle. That's J period and then the word triangle.
Yeah. Yep. And you guys can catch me at Josiah, Josiah underscore Spence, Spence 21. And we'll drop that in the description as well. But yeah, if that's where you guys want to find us, we'll be there. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Thanks.